This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Monday the 17th of May, I'm Ben Mabley. Shinji Kagawa rounded off an eventful week with a match-winning performance on his J-League farewell, as Cerezo Osaka came from a goal behind to beat local rivals Vissel Kobe 2-1 on Saturday afternoon. 24 hours after the disappointment of missing out on Takeshi Okada's squad of 23 for this summer's World Cup last Monday, officials in Osaka announced that Kagawa will join German giants Borussia Dortmund this July in a permanent deal worth a reported €350,000. With the Japanese top flight now set for a two-month hiatus, a crowd of 17,001 supporters gathered at Nagai for the 21-year-old's final appearance in the pink of Cerezo, and after Ryuji Bando had cancelled out Botti's opener for the visitors, Kagawa fired home a precise free kick in first-half stoppage time to sign off in perfect fashion. There could even yet be a place in South Africa for the man of the moment, as Kagawa was named amongst seven Japanese reserve members on Wednesday, alongside defenders Yuhei Tokunaga of FC Tokyo and Tomoaki Makino of Sanfrecce Hiroshima, midfielders Mitsuo Ogasawara of Kashima Antlers and Naohiro Ishikara of FC Tokyo, and forwards Ryoichi Maeda of Jubilo Iwata and Tatsuya Tanaka of Urawa Reds. Shimizu S-Pulse will remain on top of the J1 table over the summer break, but their advantage was reduced by 2 points as FC Tokyo fought back to secure a dramatic 2-2 draw at the Ajinomoto Stadium. The league leaders were 5 minutes from victory when a spectacular strike from Japan fullback Yuto Nagatomo, who has been attracting interest from Serie A side Bologna, reduced the deficit to 1, before Toshihiro Matsushita equalised moments later to the delight of the packed home crowd. Defending champions Kashima Antlers recorded a thumping 4-1 win at Nagoya Grampus to go 4 points off the top in third with the game in hand. Grampus are now 3 points behind S-Pulse, but managed to retain second place after Urawa Reds were held 1-1 at Vegata Sendai, and Kawasaki Frontale slipped to a surprise 3-1 defeat at Jubilo Iwata. Elsewhere, Albirex Niigata beat Montedeo Yamagata 3-1 to extend their run of consecutive wins to 4 and move up to 7th position, while Shoki Hirai celebrated his return from injury with 2 goals as Gamba Osaka secured victory by a similar margin at Shonan Bellmare. The J1 newcomers are now rooted to the bottom of the table on goal difference, behind Kyoto Sanga who drew 2-2 away to Yokohama F. Marinos, and Omiya Adija who played out a goalless stalemate with Sanfrecce Hiroshima. That's it for today. I'll be back next Tuesday with news from the Japan national team's World Cup warm-up match against South Korea. Thanks for listening.